Namaste. So today I wanted to address the topic of meditation, something I've spoken about before, but it's so fundamental to our own awakening process and our own awakening success that it really does sort of bear talking about again. And there is a question that came in, which I'm going to read out because it will be fundamental to what I'm going to say, and it will be a good illustrative question to use. It says, "Hi, Helen. My question is about the satsang, the greatest gift. I often experience that bliss that you are talking about. I can deal with emotions. In fact, I hardly have any negative ones. Anxiety, anger, depression are almost gone. And if they appear, it doesn't last long thanks to those meditations I practice. However, it is quite a challenge to focus on being aware of awareness, the silence, when my body hurts or when I am sick. If I have a headache or an upset stomach or a cold, I find it difficult to focus on being the noumenon. How can we focus on being aware of the pain in the body? It is not so much that I care about the pain, but it bothers me that I can't focus on anything else like the space, the silence, etc. When my body hurts, the bliss is gone. The Buddha had pain in his back and could hardly walk, but it didn't bother him." So here is a fundamental, this question's illustrating a fundamental challenge that we all have in meditation. If we sit down to meditate right now, we would have certain things that we can ignore and bring attention to: the stillness, the silence, the awareness. And then there are things that happen in our experience that we wouldn't feel we could ignore. The whole challenge here that I want to really talk about is what to do in these particular circumstances. When something happens, so some sensation in the body, some strong emotion, fundamental challenge still exists for them, that they find there are times when attention goes to a sensation, a phenomenon, and it seems challenging, if not impossible, to bring attention back to awareness in that moment. And whatever it is that arises for us that we feel we can't do that with is different for each of us. So it might be an emotion, the situation, something going on in the world. It doesn't matter what it is per se, but we all have something that we find our attention is brought away from what's permanent and stable and real. So I want to really practice, what do we actually do in those moments? And, in terms of meditation, this can serve to beautifully illustrate that meditation might not be exactly what we thought it is. It might actually be even simpler than what we recognized it to be. Right now, if we take a very simple example of your body, right now, you're aware of your body. If you just check in, you can notice that your body is present, whether your body is feeling comfortable or uncomfortable, whether it's feeling good or bad, if it's hungry or full, sleepy, whatever is going on in your body, we can begin to recognize that you're aware of your body, and the awareness and the body must be happening at the same time. So the body present and the awareness of the body must be happening at the same time. So it's fundamental to begin to understand that the challenge we have in our meditation is that the mind is saying, which do I put my attention on, the pain, the body, or the awareness? And this seems like a very real decision for the mind to make. And it feels it has to choose either or. Do I listen to the sound of my thoughts or do I listen to the silence? Do I notice the movement of some energy within my body or do I notice the stillness? Says mind. And it's coming from this fundamental concept, idea, that the two are different things. There actually are two different things here. The awareness is different than the body, and I have to choose which one to put my attention on. But right now, if you just recognize, you know your body is here, that knowingness has to be happening at the same time. Could it be even simpler? Let's take another example, and we'll do a little guided meditation after this, just to hopefully illustrate how much easier this is. So let's imagine there is some pain in the body. We can all, maybe there actually is some pain right now in your body, or maybe there's a particular place in your body where there's some tension. Is there a muscular ache or an itch? And if not, you can just focus on some part of your body, focus on your hand or your knee or something, put attention on that. And noticing that as your attention goes to that part of your body, there is also awareness present to get that feedback. So if I look at my hand, awareness is there as I'm looking at my hand. If I'm noticing some tension, the awareness is noticing the tension. And begin to break it down and recognize, at first it seems like either or. But in practice, in reality, it gets more and more understandable that the awareness and the knee are the same thing showing up two different ways, awareness and the hand. If we look at a thought, because thoughts are often the things that seem to pull our attention away from the awareness. Whenever I notice a thought present, the noticing must be there also. So if I have a thought pass through my awareness, there must be some faculty that knows it's passing through. So the knowing, the awareness, and the thought are happening the same time, at the same one thing showing up two different ways. Awareness can show up as awareness or a thought. And it's only if we're sure that they're two different things that this either or question comes, which one do I put my attention on? And a lot of the meditative practice that I teach is aimed at bringing attention back to the awareness. As we do this more and more, we're going to come to see in the end that it doesn't matter where I put my attention, whether it's on the thought or on the awareness, whether I'm aware of awareness or aware of a thought, there is still awareness. We could apply that universally, whether I'm aware of a sound outside, like has just happened. We could only hear that sound because there was awareness present. Something is listening through my ears. You can only hear these words because awareness is listening. As we begin to understand like this, something begins to happen in our meditation, a softening, that the phenomena that arise begin to be signposts back to the noumenon, the awareness, the silence in which they're happening. So can I allow a sound like has just happened, or a sound in my head, a thought, to point me back to recognize the sound and then recognize that something's recognizing? Does it have to be either or? Does it have to be one or the other? Or can I cultivate a habit of hearing a thought and then hearing that I'm hearing the hearing? This is a kind of different way to think about meditation, because our brain wants to divide the world into two categories, phenomena and the noumenon. And I'm supposed to be listening, noticing the noumenon, and the phenomena are just getting in the way, mind says. And if I could just get rid of them all, or somehow keep my attention only over here on the noumenon, the awareness, then I would be able to meditate fully. But maybe it's even simpler than that. In any moment, my awareness is either focused on a phenomenon, a sensation, a thought, a sound, outside, inside, an experience, another being. These are all phenomena that I think I'm seeing, or it's focused on itself. So in any moment, awareness is either aware of itself or aware of a phenomenon. And all that's happening my entire life, all through my waking state, is it switching from looking at a phenomenon back to looking at itself, in, out, or out, in, out, in. And do we have to police that so completely, or can we kind of just chill out a bit more and say, I can use every time my attention drifts to a phenomenon, a thought, an emotion, a sensation, pain, whatever is going on in our body, in our mind, in our emotions, in our environment. Can I also notice then that there's something noticing? Can I train myself, build a habit to kind of notice what that phenomenon is happening in the space, the contextual fields, we've called it. Attention is going to go and look at the objects. That's what it does. A thought arises in our mind. Awareness will look at it out of habit. Nothing wrong with that. We're only going to feel conflicted if we think we have to do one or the other. And maybe it's just a lot simpler than that. Let's do a little meditation here, just 10, 15 minutes. And if you can, just try to stay with me. See if you can just kind of not drift off into a nice deep state, at least not initially, so that you can really grasp what I'm talking about here. So let's start very, very simply. Right now, you're aware of these words that I'm speaking. These words that I'm speaking are coming in through your ears, and something is giving them meaning. And can you just notice these words and then notice that you're noticing? Something is aware of these words, isn't it? Something is aware also of what your eyes are seeing, the image, the phenomenon on the screen, however you're watching this. So it doesn't have to be one or the other. If a thought arises in your mind, notice the thought and then notice that you're aware of it. So just like this, we're not fighting anymore. When attention goes, when awareness goes to look at something, it's okay. You can't and you don't have to stop that. It's going to go and look at a thought, isn't it? Or if an emotion was to arise, or a sensation in your body, awareness will notice that sensation, that emotion. And then you can, whenever you recognize, but I'm also aware of it, there's awareness of it. And then just allowing some space, whatever happens next in your experience. Wherever attention goes, wherever awareness goes, it may listen to a dog barking outside. It may pay attention to a thought in your head, to a sensation in the body. And it doesn't matter where it goes. What if those just served to emphasize that there is awareness here also? So can you just relax a bit more here with me and allow the awareness to look at whatever it wants to look at, whether that is itself I'm aware that I'm aware. I'm noticing there's awareness. Or I'm aware of a thought. My mind is thinking. My mind is confused. If you have an epiphany, an aha moment, mind, attention, awareness will go to look at that. And then we can also confirm there is awareness too of it. And we're just not battling anymore here. We're not trying to control anything. We certainly don't have to police and patrol. We can just relax. Wherever awareness goes, maybe the body's starting to feel nicer, happier. You can notice that. And then recognizing I'm also aware there's awareness of my body and how it feels. You cannot have one without the other. And maybe our meditation becomes this beautiful dance of noticing a phenomenon and then having it reaffirm the noumenon, the awareness. What if it just became effortless like that? I notice a bird singing, and I notice that I'm hearing the bird singing. And there's no struggle here, there's no choosing, no conflict. Just a clearer and clearer understanding that awareness is always here. And what it's looking at is just whatever it's looking at. Maybe looking at a thought, a memory, a desire, a goal, an emotion, a conversation. And whenever we recognize, we can simply bring awareness back to notice itself afterwards. Meditation is really just the backwards and forwards of awareness. Sometimes it's looking at something. Sometimes it's looking at itself. Whether I'm aware of thoughts passing through my head, or aware of sounds in my environment, aware of a strong emotion, or aware of awareness. At all times, there is awareness. What it's looking at will change. But the looking itself, the listening, the looking, the experiencing is constant. So see if you can just relax for a few minutes now here. Let awareness wander wherever it wants to go. And wherever it goes, whether it looks at phenomena, or it looks at itself, you can simply recognize it's always here. So whatever happens, while we're meditating. It's just the next phenomenon, the next object that awareness will notice, a thought, an itch, a cramp, a sound outside, thoughts inside. Even the thoughts are helping me see that I'm aware of them. It doesn't matter now whether the mind is full or empty. I'm aware of these. You are aware of these words, and then you are aware of no words. There isn't any goal here. Just clearer and clearer each time we meditate, with our eyes open or closed. But you, the awareness, are always constant. You're effortlessly here as the awareness all the time. So just allowing wherever awareness wanders to. Or if you prefer the silence, whatever silence is listening to, it might be listening to itself or listening to a thought. That listening itself is silent. And there's a quiet peace that comes from putting down this either-or-ness. We don't have to choose. If a pain arises in the body, of course, awareness will go to look at it. If a thought arises, of course, awareness will go to look at it. And quite naturally, it will come to look at itself by simply recognizing there is awareness here. So if you have your eyes closed right now, I would like to invite you to open them just to see that you can also Notice the awareness, even with your eyes open. Wherever your eyes look at, your eyes are reporting to the awareness. I'm always seeing, whether I'm seeing a phenomena out there, phenomenon, or in here, a thought, an emotion, or an experience. I'm always seeing it. So I hope this has helped you to look at meditation perhaps in a different way. When I really began to understand this, it simply became effortless. Effortless that throughout large parts of my waking state, throughout large portions of my day, awareness was looking at something, usually thoughts, emotions, some phenomenon. And does it matter if we don't have to stop that? We can just notice that awareness was still present and looking at these thoughts. And it doesn't matter whether it was looking at them for 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 days, it was still equally here. No matter what it goes to look at, it remains constant and unchanging. And in this way, we're being aware of the phenomenon and the awareness together. And in this way, our meditation becomes much more effortless and simple and utterly enjoyable. And you can't get it wrong. Whether awareness looks at a thought, an object, an emotion, a karmic pattern for 2 or 3 days, it doesn't matter. It's going to come back eventually to look at itself, isn't it? It's going to recognize, you're going to recognize at some point, oh, I was focused on a phenomenon. The moment you have that recognition, you're back to being aware of awareness. And where is it written that you should be able to bring and notice awareness immediately, bring attention back? And do you have to? So some things I could immediately notice I was aware of awareness too. Some things my attention would stay on a thing for a very long time before I recognize that. Does it make any difference from here? Any phenomenon that arises in your experience can be an aid to meditation. Most of all, our thoughts, our emotions, our karmic patterns. So give it a go in your own time, and you can, of course, listen to this again. There are meditations on the YouTube playlist on my channel, and just see if you can chill out and relax a bit more. You can't be aware of a phenomenon without the awareness being there. You can't be aware of pain in the body without awareness to notice it. Could it be a whole lot simpler than we've been realizing?